Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton, dramatized for radio by David Semple, starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. Episode 5, The Wizard of Evesham.
Right then, Mrs. Wendell, once more, from the top, and this time, don't forget to breathe. The audience won't enjoy it half as much if you're blue in the face.
Mrs. Bluxby, I do know how to inhale, thank you.
Well then, now, ready, Mrs. Asquith? Off we go.
On a tree by a river, a little pumpkin sang willow, sweet willow.
Hold on a minute. I'll just get that.
Will you carry us about me?
Hello, Mrs. Raisin.
Mrs. Bloxby, you're not doing anything important, are you?
Well, I am actually rehearsing the Gilbert and Sullivan Society at the moment.
Oh, that's all right, then. I need your advice on a rather embarrassing problem.
Of course. I do like your hat, by the way. Are you off to Ascot?
No, I'm not. The hat is there to cover up the problem. Take a look.
Oh, yes, that's, an interesting hairdo.
I think, Mrs. Bloxby, it's a hair don't. I appear to have turned into a purple badger.
Whatever happened?
Well, since moving to the village, I've let my hair go a little. I mean, where can you get a decent haircut round here?
Well, it's Mrs. Simmons' salon by the off-license.
Best place for it. Anyway, last week I decided I was no longer glad to be grey. So I went and bought some permanent colour.
Well, yes, Mrs. Chumley sells it at the chemist.
And trading standards really should be notified. This was supposed to be warm caramel. It's more like cold spotted dick.
Yes, it does seem somewhat mottled. Why don't you show it to the Gilbert and Sullivan Society? They might know what to do.
No, thank you. I refuse to be laughed at by the pirates of Penzance. Do you know any good hairdressers within a 20-mile radius?
Well, there is a place over at Evesham. It's called Orlando's.
Orlando's?
Yes, Mr. Orlando is a very talented man. He's a wizard, really. I only go once a year because it's so expensive, but it's a wonderful place. Such a happy atmosphere. And the things people say in his salon.
Hello? Oh, thanks for phoning, Danny. I've had such a day of it. I mean, you wouldn't believe what's just pitched up at the salon. Have you ever seen The Bride of Frankenstein?
Excuse me?
Oh, dear. I think she's just risen from the grave. Hold on.
Look, am I going to be waiting much longer?
Mr. Orlando will be with you as soon as he can.
It's just I'm feeling a bit self-conscious sitting in the window like a Dutch prostitute.
We could always put a bag over your head like a sex offender. Come get your coffee.
I suppose so. Black, two sugars.
Right. So, anyway, I'm flying off to Torremolinos to meet Simon's mother just as soon as I grab my tennis shoes. Would you like any coffee, lady?
No, thank you, Bobby.
So, where was I, Marge? Oh, right, yes, right. She's got this job. There's an au pair, right, over in Blockton.
Oh, that's a very nice village. You get a better class of person there.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. But then, right, on the first day, the little girl, she's looking after, she says, can we put on some of Mummy's dressing up clothes?
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, no, it isn't. You'll never guess what Mummy had at the back of her wardrobe.
What?
Whips, like chains, and a catsuit of synthetic material.
No.
So now we know how she can afford the Earl's prizes in Blockley.
Oh.
Excuse me, ladies. Coffee coming through. Your coffee, madam.
Look, is it going to be much longer? I've been waiting so long, the clothes in these magazines are coming back into fashion.
Someone's having a bad hair day.
Someone is fed up with being ignored while you yak on your mobile about trips to Torremolinos. Do you have any idea who I am?
No. Oh, should I?
I am a customer.
I'll see if he's ready yet.
Mrs. Marjorie, tourist season gets
earlier
every year.
Oh, I know. Ah, Mrs. Raisin, I'm so sorry to... Oh, my word. What have we here?
What we have is purple hair. I feel like a poodle with alopecia.
Right. And may I ask which lunatic did this to your hair?
That would be the lunatic you're talking to.
Oh, dear. If it was anybody else, you could have sued for damages. Now, why, oh, why would such a beautiful woman do such a terrible thing to her hair? But don't worry, Mrs. Raisin. Put yourself completely in my hands.
Hello, Chivers.
Yes,
it's me.
about my devastatingly attractive younger sister. I've just been to see the wizard, and he's certainly done something wonderful with my hair. Oh, I'm so fed up with all those grey streaks appearing.
Agatha!
James!
I saw you coming up the garden path. Thought I'd pop in.
Oh, is it anything in particular?
No, I just wanted to ask, what are you doing tomorrow evening? Because there's a restaurant just over in Evesham, Les Quatre Cent Coups.
I'm guessing this might be a French establishment.
Mais oui, c'est vrai. Et voulez-vous manger avec moi?
What on earth for?
Do we need a reason?
No, I just wondered if there was some special occasion.
Well, you must know, it's 3 years since I came to this village. 3 years since your car crashed into mine and you dragged me into a web of murder and mayhem.
Oh, an anniversary dinner.
Indeed. We'll drink a toast to happy times and homicide.
Ladies, ladies, now, if I could have your attention, please.
Excuse me, could someone open the window? It's awfully hot.
Oh, perhaps Mrs. Wendell, will you?
Oh, I'm not sure I shall go on tiptoes with my partner, Mama, but... there you are.
Thank you, thank you. Now, as you all know, we have the annual Gilbert and Sullivan concert next month in Tidlington, but we still don't have any interval refreshments. Now, I know most of you are actually in the concert, and it's a bit much to expect three little maids to rustle up savoury snacks, but is there anyone who can lend a hand?
Well, I could make some sausage rolls.
You, Mrs. Raisin?
Yes, me, Mrs. Wendell. I'm not just a scary face.
Well, I hope there won't be a repeat of last year. You promised to make fairy cakes, but they all came from a shop in London.
You get a better class of fairy at Thornham and Mason's. Do you want me to run the stall as well?
Oh, no. Mrs. Cheney is doing that. Just drop them round here the night before.
Oh, thank heavens that I don't have to trek all the way to Tidlington.
Hold on. I hope you are actually coming to this concert. I mean, one doesn't do it for the glory, but one does hope for some support from one's neighbours.
Mrs. Wendell, I wouldn't miss it for all the tea and titty-foo.
Oh, good. I mean, I don't claim to be Kiri Takanawa.
Just as well.
But I do enjoy my 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, though with you it always seems so much longer.
Right, well, that's settled. I'll go and get this evening's refreshments. A nice grapefruit and poppy seed gatto.
Your hair looks nice, Mrs. Raisin.
Thank you. I had it done at Orlando's in Evesham.
Did you? Oh.
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, it's just not a place I'd go to.
Why ever not?
One hears stories.
What sort of stories?
Oh, I don't know that I can say. I wouldn't want you to think of me as a gossip.
Oh, don't bother telling me then. It probably isn't all that interesting.
Well, I went there a year ago, and I didn't care for the man. He seemed to have wandering hands. I cut my own hair now.
Yes, I thought you did.
You'll have difficulty keeping that hairstyle. I mean, it's such a hot night. One is inclined to toss about in bed.
Well, I'll just use some extra hairspray. It's hardly going to lose its shape overnight.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Raisin. Oh, dear. Another bad hair day.
No, I'm going to a fancy dress party as a hedgehog.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Orlando will be happy to drop everything for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Let's just say he has his favourites. I'll go and get him.
Mrs. Raisin. Oh, dear. You have had a rough night, haven't you?
I'm afraid so. And that rather beautiful hairstyle you gave me is dyed.
You don't need a hairdresser. You need someone to tuck you in at night.
I was thinking my new chair.
Oh, good God, what was that?
Sorry, I should have warned you. It vibrates. A little bit of soothing massage.
Whatever will they think of next, and why?
I'll have this sorted in no time, Mrs. Raisin.
Thank you, Mr. Orlando.
Oh, it's John, please.
John, is that another salon opening over the road?
Salon? Is that what you call it? That is an extremely grotty barber's. 5-pound haircuts? They wouldn't know the difference between hairdressing and sheep shearing.
Sorry, I mean barber's.
Yes. You have lovely, thick hair, Mrs. Raisin, but you really have let it go a little.
Well, that's the thing with living in the country. You're miles from a decent salon. Who do I need to impress out here in the sticks?
Oh, so there's no Mr. Raisin, then?
Oh, yes, there is, but he wouldn't know the difference between a Marcel wave and a mullet.
Really? Some husbands don't know how lucky they are.
Your credit card, monsieur. I hope everything was to your satisfaction.
Yes, thank you. Marvellous.
Oh, good. No, James, it wasn't marvellous.
Actually, no, second thought's not marvellous.
When we finally found the steak, buried under a bed of rocket, it had the taste and texture of shoe leather. The wine was more like lighter fuel, which is all the more annoying when you're not allowed to smoke. And would you please tell your chef there is a subtle difference between petit pois and mushy peas?
Although I have to say the creme anglaise was a jolly good effort.
I will pass on your comments to the chef. Thank you for coming and for leaving.
Well, bang goes the entente cordiale.
Oh, dear. This is getting to be a habit. You take me for a meal and I end up eating the waiter.
Are you ever going to mellow with age?
Only when the world stops being so annoying.
It must be terribly tiresome, particularly when you're always bending over backwards to be reasonable.
James!
Right, back to the car.
Oh, hold on. Can we use another exit?
Why? Whatever's the matter?
Mrs. Raisin, we must stop meeting like this. And this must be your...
This is my husband, James.
Yes, I'm her husband, James.
Well, talk about a small world. I just came to drop up some business cards. But would the pair of you care to join me in a drink?
Of course, Mr.
Orlando.
Mr. Orlando, it's always such a pleasure to meet my wife's friends. Life with my darling wife is always so full of surprises.
Well, I'll just drop these off to the manager. I'll see you in the bar.
James, I am so sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. I've got nothing against arranged marriage. I'll try anything once. But it's nice to be told that you've been married.
He's been pursuing me. I had to tell him I was married. It was the only way to get rid of him.
What do you mean, pursuing you?
Oh, you know, making advances, personal remarks. It just got a bit creepy.
So long as he doesn't pretend to be married to you, that would be really creepy.
So, what can I get you?
I'll have a very dry martini.
And I'll have a very bitter lemon.
One dry martini, one bitter lemon, and one gin and tonic, please.
Certainly, sir.
So, Mr. Raisin.
What? Oh, yeah, you mean me. Yes. Yes?
How long have you two been married?
25.
Yeah.
25, 26? Any advance on 26?
Sorry, after the first two decades, it all sort of blurs into one.
I expect your wife's told you all about me?
Actually, no. That's one of several things she's neglected to mention.
This is Mr. Orlando from Orlando's in the High Street.
I'm responsible for your wife's new look. Of course, it's easy creating a beautiful hairstyle when you have a perfect English rose underneath it.
Sorry, lost me there. Oh, you mean the English rose I married. Ha ha, yes, well, I always have been a keen gardener. Oh, look, it's Mrs. Wendell from the Gilbert and Sullivan Society.
This whole evening is turning into a comic opera.
Hello, Mrs. Wendell, would you like to join us? That's me, Mr. Raisin, and my English rose wife.
Oh. That's odd, she's run off.
Sorry, is this someone you know?
Yes, we're in the Carsley Ladies Society, Mrs. Wendell. Hold on. You used to cut her hair, didn't you?
By the look of her hair, I think she goes to the sheep shearing salon over the road.
But I thought she said you were...
No, Mrs. Wendell doesn't ring any bells. So, do all of your friends head for the hills whenever they bump into you?
Yes, it must be something to do with her being an English rose. Some people just don't like the prickles.
Thanks for backing me up, James.
Always a pleasure, darling. But just for future reference, how long have we been married?
25 years. We first met when I was driving to work. You were at the bus stop, and I accidentally splashed a puddle over you.
Oh, yes, I remember. I was soaked to the skin, but you dried me off by tying me to the roof rack. Any children, yeah?
Just the two. Alison, who's a huge success in advertising, and John, who's a complete riff of a librarian.
Good old John. He's so lucky to have his dusty old books to hide away in.
Speaking of hiding, did you see the way Mrs. Wendell ran out of the restaurant? She looked absolutely terrified.
Perhaps she'd seen the prices.
I think there's more to it than that. I can't work out if she's scared of you, me, or the hairdresser. Let's go and see her tomorrow.
Oh, well, beat what most married couples do at the weekend. Off to the garden center, putting up shelves.
No, Mrs. Raisin. I'm afraid you're making mountains out of molehills, as is your wont. No, I have a sudden attack of irritable bowel syndrome, that's all.
Strange that it came on the moment you saw us.
Well, it's nothing personal. I mean, I don't think I'm allergic to you.
Very glad to hear it.
Oh, no, James, I could consume you in large quantities. But whether it was the hot night or the smell of the food, I just felt a little queasy in the colon.
Of course, it might not have been us you were alarmed by. It could have been Mr. Orlando.
Who?
My hairdresser.
Oh, that Mr. Orlando.
2 weeks ago, you tried to warn me away from him. Then last night, when you came face to face with him, you ran away in terror.
What it is to have a vivid imagination. Still, when one has so little else in one's life. I stopped going to Mr. Orlando because the man couldn't keep his hands to himself, though I can see that would appeal to some women.
Mrs. Wendell, if there is anything, I promise we'll treat it in the strictest confidence.
Well, you might. But I'm not so sure about the Agatha Raisin Broadcasting Corporation. However, I have nothing to say, and a number of Gilbert and Sullivan arias to practice.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye. She doesn't know her arias from her elbow.
Well, we didn't get very much out of her.
On the contrary, when people clam up on a particular subject, it means there's something to hide. I think Mr. Orlando may have spurned her. Or something worse.
Oh, dear, she's got that look in her eye. Perhaps I should go and spend the day with my imaginary son, John, at his imaginary library.
He could even be blackmailing her. I mean, the things people say in that salon will keep him in styling mousse for eternity.
But you've absolutely no evidence.
Then I'll get some. I'm going to have a little fling with him, in spite of my insanely jealous husband, and if he threatens to reveal it, I'll have everything on tape.
Agatha, you don't know what you're getting into.
Oh, for heaven's sake, he's only a hairdresser.
Yes, indeed, and so was Sweeney Todd.
If you'd like to go through, Mr. Orlando, we'll see you now, Mrs. Raisin.
Thank you, Bobby.
Agatha, do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Is it just me, or are you forever beating a path to my door at the moment?
Right now, it's the only place I feel welcome.
Oh, well, what can I do for you? Wash and blow dry?
You can cut it all off for all I care. What's the use of having a beautiful hairstyle if nobody notices it?
Oh, dear. I don't think your hair is really the problem here.
It's James. He's off on one of his regimental reunions again.
Well, isn't it nice to have the place to yourself? I mean, when the cat's away...
Oh, it's not just that. It's just... Nowadays, he seems so cold and distant.
Yes. He seemed a bit distant when I saw him, almost on another planet.
So it looks like another night listening to the moral maze with a cup of cold cocoa.
You know what you need.
What?
You need to treat yourself to a few little luxuries. Pamper yourself. A bit of aromatherapy, a massage.
The only aromatherapy I get these days is the smell of cigarettes and coffee.
Well, I live just around the corner from a health spa. They do all kinds of hydrotherapy, Indian head massage.
I always thought you were a bit of a health fanatic. I noticed the vitamin pills next to your conditioners.
That's to keep my energy levels up. And believe me, with some of my dreary customers, I need it.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful place. How much does it cost?
Oh, I can get you in for free on my membership. So, if you're footloose and fancy free this evening...
Thank you for the most wonderful evening.
You're welcome.
I can still feel my skin tingling from that Dead Sea mud.
Of course, the night doesn't have to end just yet. I could pop in for a night.
Some other time, John. That would be lovely, but let's not rush things.
Sure. Which number are you?
Number 18.
Hold on a second.
John, I've told you, I don't want the neighbors to see us together.
It's not that. There's a strange man lurking behind your laburnum tree.
That's just the wheelie bin.
Then why is your wheelie bin wearing a cardigan?
There's nothing there. It's just flickering shadows.
Are you sure?
99.9%.
It's the 0.1 I'm worried about. I'll walk you to the door.
All right, but no further.
There you are. I told you there was nothing there. It's just... Oh!
Just who the hell is this, Agatha?
It's your husband.
What?
Oh, yes, so it is.
Sir, this is what you get after when I'm looking after my poor disabled mother. Remember what I tell you. If I catch you with another man, I'll kill myself. And kill him. I mean, obviously, I'll have to kill him first, but you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Mr. Raisin, I assure you,
oh, you! So this is your fancy man, Johnny Crimping Shirt. You're a disgrace to your profession, and you... Get inside, woman. I'm going to settle this man to man.
Mr. Raisin, I know how this must look, but I assure you I have no designs at all on your wife.
What? Why the hell not? What's the matter with her?
There's nothing the matter with her, but I've only just got divorced, and I'm not looking for someone else. I bumped into Agatha at my health club, and I offered to give her a lift home.
It's true, James, honestly.
Right, well, if you say so. But I'm warning you, if you ever lay a finger on this goddess, I'll tear you to pieces with my bare hands. Now, get inside, you shameless hussy.
Stop pushing me! Oh!
You seem to have dropped your tape recorder.
Oh, thank you.
Good night.
Well, I think that went rather well.
Do get inside now, James, before I'm accused of husband battering.
Agatha, is there something the matter?
What do you think you were doing? It was all going so well, and then some lunatic leaps out of my laburnum tree.
Ah, that was the element of surprise. I thought it might help with verisimilitude if you could actually see how jealous I was.
Well, God save us from men thinking. And you're about as good at acting as King Herod was at babysitting.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm a bit new to this insane jealousy lark.
That wasn't insane jealousy. It was just insane.
Agatha, why are you so angry?
I am angry because I just spent 2 hours in some prisoner of war drama where people actually think that carrot juice is a drink. Then suddenly I come home and I'm in the world's worst bedroom farce.
So, they didn't have nicotine therapy then at the health farm?
If only. And now he's seen the tape recorder, so we're finished.
Not necessarily. You could say you use it as a sort of personal organizer.
Or to help you learn your lines for Rum for Your Wife.
Well, did you actually find out anything?
Not a lot, though he certainly has expensive tastes. Wrapping yourself in Dead Sea mud doesn't come cheap. And whilst I lay there like a depressed hippopotamus, he made subtle inquiries about what kind of car I drove, which parts of the world I'd visited.
Doesn't necessarily make him a blackmailer.
Oh, no? Perhaps he's a philanthropist who thinks I need a few quid. Well, I let slip a few incriminating secrets. If he is a blackmailer, I'll be hearing from him soon. I know. I'll buy him a present. His sort are always won over by some pretty bauble.
Agatha, I really rather you didn't.
Why not? What's the matter?
While you were gone, someone slid a letter under your door, made up of words cut out of different newspapers.
Good God. I've gone from a Whitehall farce to a gangster movie. What does it say?
It tells you to back off. I mean, what do you think it says? Don't forget Bin Men Tuesday.
Let's have a look. To stay alive and stay healthy, stay away from Mr. Orlando.
So, maybe it's time for you to wash that man right out of your hair.
Oh, no. I should get back in his vibrating chair as soon as possible.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. I'm not sure if Mr. Orlando can see you today. I mean, several of his regular customers have turned up, and I don't know if he'll be able
to... Mrs. Raisin.
John, I've got you a little something.
Oh. What's this in Ada?
To say sorry for the other night.
Oh, that's really sweet. I wish Simon would...
Thank you, Bobby. Haven't you got a floor to sweep?
Oh, your degree in staff motivation really paid off.
Cufflinks. With blue sapphires to match your eyes. Like a kingfisher in flight.
Oh, I'm lost for words.
That's all right. I get enough of those from my husband, but I prefer a man of action.
Well, we will have to be a bit more discreet. Perhaps we can meet somewhere private later.
That would be lovely.
Let's get your hair done.
So, what would you like me to do for you?
Oh, the usual.
Oh, no. You may be used to getting the usual, but with me, you'll always get something special.
All right, then. Let's have a bit of your wizardry.
That's more like it. But I did have rather a busy night, so I do need my vitamin pills. Now, Bobby's really busy. Let me wash your hair.
Is that about right for you?
Yes, lovely, thanks.
Good. So, your husband wasn't at a regimental dinner then, was he?
No. He'd gone to stay with his mother, only his car broke down.
Oh, naughty, naughty. Still, if he will leave a very beautiful woman unattended, it's hardly surprising that either.
John, what's the matter?
Nothing. I think I need the bathroom.
Bobby? Bobby, is he all right?
Oh, he'll be fine. Probably just had a dodgy kebab last night.
Dodgy veggie burger, more like. The colour just seemed to drain out of his face. He was looking a bit pale when I got here.
He always was a sensitive flower.
Shut up and give me a towel. What's happened to him?
Well, I don't know. Do I? I'm not a mind reader.
Oh, ask if he's okay.
What did your last slave die of?
Mr. Orlando. Mr. Orlando, are you going to be much longer? This customer's waiting.
Yeah. Right, you've got to break the door down.
I'm not tearing my Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Give me the fire extinguisher.
Hello, Mr. Orlando. Would you like a glass of water?
No, he bloody wouldn't. Go and get him an ambulance.
Oh, right.
Hello.
James, it's me.
Agatha.
Mr. Orlando has fallen ill.
Well, what do you want me to do? Send a get-well card?
I mean really ill. Eyes bulging like a squid, white as a sheet, almost in a coma.
I see. Well, where are you now?
I'm at his house.
What?
As soon as he collapsed, I took the keys out of his pocket. Well, I mean, it was the obvious thing to do. I had to find out what his secret was.
Agatha, are you mad? No need to answer. Rhetorical question.
But James, this could be my only chance. I'm sure there's something seedy going on.
No, hold on. I think we've got a bad line. Do you hear crackling?
Yes, I do. That's funny. I can smell burning.
Get out of the house! Get out of the house now!
In Agatha Raisin, Penelope Keith starred as Agatha, and Malcolm Sinclair was James. Mrs. Bloxby was played by Liza Sadovy, and Mrs. Wendell by Tina Gray, with John Cummings as Mr. Orlando and Matthew Carter as Bobby. Agatha Raisin was dramatised by David Semple from the novel by M.C. Beaton, and the producer was Carol Smith.